Camila G.
Yes. सब मिल कर बोलो बार बार हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो। सब मिल कर बोलो बार बार हरि ओम नमो 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 हरि ओम। सब मिल कर बोलो बार बार हरि ओम नमो 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 हरि ओम। एक घड़ी आधी घड़ी आधी की दिया एक घड़ी आधी घड़ी आधी की दिया तुलसी इस संसार में हरे कोट अपराध हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम। लूट सके तो लो राम नाम की लूट है लूट सके तो लो अंतकाल पछताएगा जब प्राण जाएंगे छूट हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम। तुलसी इस संसार में सबसे निधिधार तुलसी इस संसार में सबसे ना जाने किस रूप में ना जाने किस वेश में नारायण मिल जाए हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम। सब मिल कर बोलो बार बार हरि ओम नमो हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम। राम नाम जब लग घट में प्राण, राम नाम रटते रहो जब लग घट में प्राण। कभी तो दीन दयाल के भनक पड़ेगी कान। हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम। तुलसी इस संसार में कर लीजे दो काम, तुलसी इस संसार कर लीजे दो काम। लेने को टुकड़ा देने को हरि नाम, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम। गुरु गोविंद दोनों खड़े काके लागू पाए, गुरु गोविंद दोनों खड़े काके लागू पाए। बलहारी गोविंद दियो बता, बलहारी गुरु आप कीजिए गोविंद दियो बता। हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम। कबीरा हरि के टूटते, कबीरा गुरु के टूटते, हरि नहीं होत सहा। कबीरा गुरु के हरि नहीं होत सहा। कहे कबीर गुर रोठ रोठते, हरि नहीं होत सहा। हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम। सब मिल कर बोलो बार बार, हरि ओम नमो, 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 हरि ओम, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम, हरि ओम नमो, हरि ओम, हरि ओम नमो नारायणा, ओम नमो नारायणा, हरि ओम नमो नारायणा, हरि ओम नमो नारायणा, ओम नमो नारायणा, हरि ओम नमो नारायणा, हरि ओम नमो नारायणा, हरि ओम नमो नारायणा, हरि ओम नमो। ओम नमो नारायणा, हरि ओम नमो नारायणा, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल, केशव माधव गोविंद बोल, मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल, केशव माधव गोविंद बोल, मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, 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 मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल, केशव माधव गोविंद बोल, मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल, केशव माधव गोविंद बोल, मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल, मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल।
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं నమామి చిన్మయం దేవం సద్గురుం బ్రహ్మ విద్వరం. విల్ రీడ్ ది మంగళ శ్లోక ఫస్ట్ టుగెదర్. వేదాంత వేద్యం శ్రీరామం నత్వా శ్రీచిన్మయం గురుం వక్షే వేదాంతమాధుర్యం లోకానందకరం భవేత్. వేదాంత వేద్యం శ్రీరామం నత్వా, హ్యావింగ్ సల్యూటెడ్ శ్రీరామ, హూ ఈజ్ టు బి నోన్ బై వేదాంత. ఇన్ ది సుందరకాండ్ ఆఫ్ తులసి రామాయణ్, ఇన్ ది ఇన్వోకేషన్ వర్స్, తులసి రామాయణ్ సేస్, శాంతం శాశ్వతమ ప్రమేయమనగం నిర్వాణ శాంతి ప్రదం బ్రహ్మాశంభు పణీంద్ర సేవ్యమనిషం వేదాంత వేద్యం విభుం రామాఖ్యం జగదీశ్వరం సురగురుం మాయామనుష్యం హరిం. Yeah, others can remain mute. I know you are all immutable, but anyway, mute yourself. Vandeham karunakaram raghuvaram bhupala chudamanim. You know, Sri Rama is beautifully explained here, his characteristics. Shantam, of the nature of absolute peace. Shashvatam, eternal. Aprameyam, immeasurable. Anagam, sinless. Nirvana Shanti Pradam, one who gives the peace of liberation, peace born out of liberation, Nirvana. And at the same time, బ్రహ్మ శంభు ఫణీంద్ర సేవ్యం అనిషం, వన్ హూ ఈస్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ వర్షిప్డ్ బై బ్రహ్మ అండ్ శివ అండ్ ఆల్సో ది ఆదిశేష. వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సో? వేదాంత వేద్యం విభుం, ఈస్ ద వన్ హూ క్యాన్ బి నోన్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ వేదాంత. రామాఖ్యం, వన్ హూస్ నేమ్ ఇస్ రామ. జగదీశ్వరం, ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది యూనివర్స్. సురగురుం, టీచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది గాడ్స్. మాయా మనుష్యం హరిం, వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ టేకన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, ద హరి, అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఓన్ మాయా. అహం వందే, ఐ సల్యూట్ కరుణాకరం, ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్. రఘువరం, వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ద డైనస్టీ ఆఫ్ రఘుస్. భూపాల చూడామణి, ద మోస్ట్ సోవరేన్ కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. సో దేర్ ఆల్సో తులసిదాస్ హాస్ యూజ్డ్ ది స్టేట్మెంట్ వేదాంత వేద్యం. దట్స్ వై గురుజీ ఆల్సో హ్యాడ్ యూస్డ్ దిస్ సేమ్ థింగ్. అండ్ ద ప్రయోజనం ఫార్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ యూ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఇంపార్టెడ్, దిస్ మోస్ట్ స్వీట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత ఈజ్ లోక ఆనందకరం. వెన్ వీ కమ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద వర్డ్ ఆనంద, వీ ఆస్క్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపీనెస్ కరెక్ట్? నో, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ హ్యాపీనెస్. ఓ దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సాడ్నెస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సాడ్. సి, దెర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్స్ దట్ వీ సీక్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. వన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్లెషర్. Pleasure is born out of indriyas, sense organs. Indriya janita sukham. That is sparsha sukham. Objects of the senses come in contact with the senses. There is a contact born joy. If I am not seeing through my eyes, I cannot enjoy the flowers. If I am not smelling through the nose, I cannot enjoy the fragrance, etc. So they are called sparsha sukham. Sparsha sukham na anandam, first thing. Pleasure is not anand. Kyun? Ehi samsparsha cha bhogaha dukkayonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshuramate budah. Ehi samsparsha cha bhogaha, these enjoyments that are experienced through sparsha, Bhagavan Krishna says, dukkayonaya evate. They are subject to, I mean, they are yonis, womb of sorrow. Why? Adi antavanta. Because there is beginning, there is an end. Even if you like rasagulla, how much you can eat in one day? 10, 15, 20. After that, you have to call an ambulance only. Because you cannot enjoy more than certain limit. After that, it becomes dukkham. I would like to watch movie. How long? Everything must end. And if you continue to do without ending, then there will be pain only. So everything that is contact born, experience, sparshaja bhogaha dukkha yone vatite, teshu na budaharamate. In those things, men of wisdom don't revel. So pleasure is not what is referred here as anand. Aja, then if you say, no, we are talking about the happiness born out of success. So the success also is, that is called joy. If I am successful in a field, if succeeded in something, there is a joy. But that also is very limited, because once you have succeeded in one thing, then there are 100 other things which you are not. Or you may be successful today, there is somebody else who can supersede you tomorrow. So that is also temporary only. That so that on the joy that you get out of success is also limited. Then comes another kind of a joy, happiness, sukham, born out of contentment. I am done whatever I need to do. There is nothing more to do. That is contentment. That is also not limitless. Or at the end of the day, when you are finished all your work and then, okay, today's work is done. Let me go to sleep. Sushupti avasthayam yosukam tvam anubhavasi tadabina anand. What joy that you get in the sleep where objects are not disturbing you, wo bhi anandaniye. So therefore, ananda is to be understood as lokananda karam, it's written there. That is called bliss. Because pleasure always has some pain, joy as sorrow, success as failure, contentment, discontentment. But ananda does not have an opposite. Sukham as dukkham, triptya as adrupti. But anand, there is no opposite. Why? Because it is what you are. Sukham atyantikam yattad buddhigrahyam matindriyam vetti yatrana chaivayam stitaschalati tatvatah. In Gita, it is said that having gained that ananda, the yogi does not swerve away from that seat of meditation, because atyantikam sukham, it is a joy, the bliss is beginningless, endless joy. So Vedanta Madhuryam kam dadati anandam dadati. Loka anandakaram Vedanta Madhuryam. All right. Now, people have different opinions saying that, oh, it is shushkam, dry, Vedanta Jnanam shushkam. So, in the verse number 2, we saw, ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ శుష్కం వేదాంత జ్ఞానం హి కేచిత్ వదంతి ప్రాయశః అన్యే తత్ కఠినం సూక్ష్మం మన్యంతే స్వవిచారతః. వేదాంత జ్ఞానం కేచిత్ వదంతి ప్రాయశః శుష్కం, ఇట్స్ వెరీ డ్రై, అన్యే కఠినం ఇది వదంతి. సమ్ పీపుల్ సే ఇట్ ఇస్ సో హార్డ్, అన్యే సూక్ష్మం ఇది వదంతి. సమ్ పీపుల్ సే ఇట్స్ వెరీ సటిల్ స్వామీజీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫికల్ట్. సో విచారత అకార్డింగ్ టు దేర్ ఓన్ కన్క్లూషన్, బేస్డ్ అపాన్ దేర్ ఓన్ థింకింగ్. సో దెన్ వాట్ డు దే కన్క్లూడ్ ఆల్సో, దిస్ ఈస్ ఇంప్రాక్టికల్. నిష్ఫలం జీవినే జీవనేస్మిన్శ్చ జ్ఞానం వా పారలోకికం, సన్యాసినం సన్యాసినాం కృతే చాస్తి వార్తక్యే వా పటేన్నరః. అస్మిన్ జీవనే నిష్ఫలం ఏతద్ జ్ఞానం, దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ యూస్లెస్, ఇంప్రాక్టికల్ ఇన్ టుడేస్ వరల్డ్. స్వామీజీ, వాట్ ఈస్ వేదాంత ఇన్ టుడేస్ వరల్డ్? యు నో, వన్స్ ఇట్స్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఐ వాస్ ఇన్ యువకేంద్ర ఇన్ బెంగళూరు, అండ్ ఐ హ్యాడ్ అ ఫ్రెండ్, అండ్ ద ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ మైన్ వాస్ సచ్ అ స్కెప్టిక్ అబౌట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో ఐ హ్యాపెన్ టు, you know, I thought that he will meet Gurudev, at least he will change. So I brought him to a satsang. And that satsang, Gurudev was to question answer session. And he was very particular that he will not answer any question if there is no name in written in that. He was very particular. So I told him, yeah, if you have a question, you just write. Okay, I'm going to write. So he wrote in a paper and folded it and gave it to me and give it to him. You know, you pass it on to Swamiji. So I was secretary, Yogendra secretary at that time. So I had the access to him. So I put it in his, you know, where the box full of things. So he went on answering. And then this particular cheat, he took it. Okay, who is this? Question. Swamiji, you are talking about something very old and ancient, which is useless in today's world. Let us talk something new. Let us leave all the old stuff. And he had put my name. Gurudev looked at me. Yes, that is your question. I was saying, it is not mine. But in that crowd of words, and I cannot say anything. You think that what we are talking is old and ancient, useless? Tomorrow onwards, don't eat food. Your grandfather did it. Your great-grandfather also did. You don't do it. No need for you to eat. Because these are all old things. You don't do it. Don't get married. Of course, that happened. Don't marry. It's all old people do. The old, everybody does. Why should you do? He went on blasting me left and right. I don't know. I was looking for that guy. He left. He just disappeared from the scene. No, I am saying is, what is old? Don't we breathe? Don't we eat? What is inevitable in our life never gets ancient. Thinking is ancient. Laughing is ancient. Vedanta is not something which you should consider as an activity to be done or not to be done. It is not an action to be done or action should be, which should be discarded. So long as the human being can think, he or she can achieve the immortal nature, provided the guidance is right. So the guidance is given by the Vedanta. So one should not say it is nishpalam asmin jivane. And it is paralokikam jnanam. It's a knowledge about something which is not now. It is not about something which is after death. It is something about how to live. And if you live correctly, your death will not be the end. If you are living dishonestly, cheating everybody, death will end this misery and start a new misery. Every day is an end of a day only. End of the day is death only, where you are not anymore available to the world, nor the world is available to you. Are you better tomorrow, suddenly? Gurudev used to say, if you go on to bed as a doctor, you won't wake up as an engineer. The same stupid only will come back tomorrow. Nothing changes. And it is a sannyasi naam krute jasti. It is only for those sannyasi people. Because, you know why they say that? Because this knowledge requires jaga or vairagya. Vishayatyaga and chitta vairagya. It requires you to understand the uselessness of pursuing things that are temporary. And therefore they say, oh, then it is only for sannyasins. Or somebody is very old, ready to die. Vardhakyeva. This is the misunderstanding that we people have. Continuing, these are the various impressions, ideas people have about Vedanta. He says in the next verse, evam bahuvida santi vedanta visaye mataha nischayotascha kartavyaha pramanena vivekataha. Bahuvida santi vedanta visaye mataha. Various such opinions are there about Vedanta by many, many people. Now, what we have to do is, we have to understand through Pramana. Now, you see, in this context, we should understand Ajnada Vishaye Vedaheva Pramana. What is unknown can be known only through a source of knowledge. As I said yesterday, we come to comprehend the world based upon what is reported to us by the five senses. An object which has form, color, taste, touch, smell, and sound can be known through the five sense organs. If the object has got a sixth characteristic, which is present in the object but cannot be known because we don't have the faculty to know it, can we say it does not have? Let us say there is a group of blind people, 10 of them. And you have kept on the table a beautiful flower, very well blossomed, beautiful flower. Now, if you even you describe to them the beauty of the flower, the color, the texture, everything, none of them will understand it. Do you mean to say it does not have? Where I can see very clearly, but the rest of them cannot see because they don't have the equipment or the faculty, the means of knowledge. In the same way, what we perceive in the world alone is not what is there. The characteristics that are present in an object about which we cannot know because we do not have the access or the means of knowledge. And therefore, we are unaware of its presence. In the same way, Vedanta says the Paramatma is present in you as you, for which you have to develop the faculty to know it. Sixth sense. When you come to have that's what Gurudev called it as a higher state of consciousness. That higher state of consciousness is not addition. It is fine-tuning. In that fine-tuning of the consciousness, you come to realize what you have missed for a long time. And you have forgotten, you have discarded it. You think that it is not there. That's why Vedanta, it is said, na karakartam jnanam, jnapakartam. Knowledge that is given in Upanishad is not for the sake of doing, but to remember what you have forgotten. Today I was there in somebody's home for Bhiksha, and that lady prepared many items, three, four items. And while she was preparing, I heard a sound where somebody helping her had picked up the dish in which something she prepared, and she dropped it on the floor. And so everything fell and then just got wasted. I heard that sound. So what is that going on there? No, Swamiji, it's okay. Okay, I left it there. So I finished eating, and then after that I went to the kitchen. What did you slip there? She said, Swamiji, don't worry about it, forget it. No, what is? No, another dish I made, obviously, it is not blessed enough to, be given to you. And that's why it fell from my hand. Hey, but what is the dish? Forget it, Swamiji. Then I said, if I have to forget, I should know what I am forgetting. She didn't understand. What? No, see, when it is said that Paramatma is... No, we forgot the Paramatma that is within me. Then somebody say, what is that? I don't even know. What is that I have not been seeing in me? Pehle usko janna hoga na. आत्मा है आपके आपके हृदय में जो है वो ही आत्मा है वो समझना चाहिए पहले वी शुड गेट इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू आत्मन फर्स्ट बिफोर वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड हाउ वी हैव बी फॉरगॉटन इट फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम टू इवन इंट्रोड्यूस व्हाट वी हैव फॉरगॉटन ए प्रमाण चाहिए So, Veda is a pramana for ajnatasya jnanasya pramanam Veda. See, pramakaranam pramanam. Yesterday also explained that what is that prama means. To know, to measure, to evaluate. So, what is this pramana? Abadita jnana utpatti karanam pramana. Abadita jnana utpatti karanam pramana. Meaning, knowledge which cannot be falsified. Which cannot be proven otherwise. So, when we are told that there is Swarga and there are means to reach the Swarga through rituals, through accumulation of Punya. Have you seen Punya? No. Have you seen Swarga? No. Have you seen rituals creating Punya? No. Now, how do we know this particular ritual I do, this much of Punya I will get, and because of that Punya, afterwards, after my death, I will be able to reach the abode of heaven. So now, what is the praman for that? What is the authority? On what basis I can understand this? See, our knowledge begins with pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means evidential, available knowledge through our senses. Aksham aksham pradi ejjayate tat pratyaksham. Pratyaksha is that which can be seen or experienced by everybody. That is called pratyaksha. This is a first pramana. What everybody can see, everybody can know, and it does not get disputed by everybody, anybody, it is called pratyaksha pramana. So that is the first means of knowledge for all of us. And science believes in that. See, if I tell you fire is hot, you need not have to believe it. You put your hand and you will know it. Right? That's called pratyaksha pramana. You don't need to believe my words. You can experience yourself. So any more proof is necessary? No, no, no. No. I know. That's it. Pratyaksha pramana. Now, the second one that is said as the means of knowledge, pramana, is anumana pramana. Anumana means inferential knowledge, where you don't see a thing, but you can infer. For example, after this lecture, when you are at home and then where you want to just go out to, you know, close the door, or, you know, you just went near the garden and you find everything is wet there. You know that you did not water the plants today, but it's all wet. Then you open the window and look at the road is also wet. Then what do you conclude? It might have rained. You didn't see the rain. But how did you conclude then? Because nobody else has come to your backyard and pour the water unnecessarily. And the road also full of water. Then it obviously might have rained. How did you come to that conclusion? Because you have seen the rain earlier, which was wetting the entire street. Then they know, you know, that when it rains, the whole place is wet. So anumana is anumiyate. Anu means following. Based upon earlier pratyaksha jnanam, you follow it by a inference. It's called anumana pramana. Inferential knowledge. So, even for inferential knowledge, you should have earlier pratyaksha jnanam, earlier seen experience. Knowledge alone can support inferential knowledge. Next one is upamana pramana. Upamiyate. Yesterday also I explained to you about that. Where you are trying to explain something which is not in front of you, but you are, in reference to that, you are showing something similar to it. So if you have gone to, you know, Chardham Yatra or the Himalaya somewhere, or the Vaishnava Devi and all, the people who cannot walk or climb, I mean, go by the road, they take the pony. Okay. So pony is what is used to carry people there. Now this pony is not a horse. So how do you explain to someone who has never seen pony? So you say, it looked like a horse, behaved like a donkey. That is called pony. Now, you have seen the horse, you have seen the donkey, but you have never seen the pony. Now, you know how to combine these two. So, you can imagine, it looked like a horse, but behaved like a donkey. Okay, now I understood. So, that is called upamana. Or another meaning is, another example, like, Rama is like a lion. Now, how can Rama can be lion? Rama is not lion. Lion is not Rama. Then, so it's not Rama physically look like a lion. Then, Rama is a lion-like personality. So, you understand you are referring to a characteristic of lion comparable to Rama's a particular virtue. If the valor, the strength. So the strength of Rama alone is to be compared with the lion. Not the form, not the sound, not the walking. So understand, Rama is like a lion. It's upama. So a knowledge can be gained through example. Inferential knowledge and knowledge by example. This is the third one. Fourth one is artha apatti jnanam. Artha apatti. Meaning, it is called logical conclusion. What is the logical conclusion? We say, you know, I have a friend. And that fellow is, this is my friend, you know. So I show this person. She's there. She's very, very heavy. Heavy, you know. Heavy, looking very heavy. I don't want to say fat, because that is not correct usage. I could say horizontally challenged person. So he's horizontally challenged. If it's a short person, so you're a vertically challenged person. So this person, she never eats during the day. That's all I would say. I have never seen her eating during the day. Now, what is your conclusion? No, I didn't say anything. I only said she doesn't eat during the day. Now, gudartha jnanam. By not saying, I said it. What did I say? I don't need to say to you. You know it. So, you logically concluded that what? She must be munching in the night. Otherwise, how can he be so fat and still without eating? How can it be? So logically, it is not correct to conclude that she never eats, but still she is heavyweight. That's not possible. So I said, she's not eating during the day. Then what is your conclusion, logical conclusion? She must be eating in the night. So jnanam happens out of logical conclusion. This is the next one. Another one is called anupalabdhi jnanam. Pramana, anupalabdhi pramana. Where you come to know about a thing by its absence. Many times when you go to any, you know, gathering or a party, and if you don't take your husband or wife, first thing they will ask is, you came alone. So the absence of the person is known by absence. Anupalabdhi. Upalabdhi means available. Anupalabdhi, not available. Or during the time when you are sleeping, deep sleep. And then when you get up after the deep sleep, when I ask you, how was your sleep? Very nice. I just slept so well. You slept so well? Yes. What did you do? Nothing. What did you think? Nothing. What was bothering you? Nothing. So I enjoyed the sleep and I had no access to myself enjoying the sleep at that time. Only upon waking up, I recall and say everything was absent. During the time when I was sleeping, I had no awareness that they were all absent. After waking up only, you say, I had no activity, no thoughts, no feeling, no emotions, no sense perceptions. Anupalabdhi. So, if I have not seen anything, heard anything, think about, so what I would have been doing? Sleeping only. Even after the Vedanta class, some people say that. Swamiji, yesterday, what did you say? I was shouting at the top of my voice, what were you doing? No, Swamiji, I was experiencing what you are talking about. Anand. So if I have not heard anything, I have not thought about, so what were you doing then? The conclusion is what? I was sleeping. Absence. Anupalamti. This way, various such pramanas are there. Pratyaksha is the very basis of all of them. Pratyaksha, Anumana, Upamana, Arthapatti, Anupalapti. Now, the presence of Atman is not Pratyaksha Jnanam. It is not available for us to perceive either by the senses nor by the mind. Atindriya Vastu Vishayatvat. Na Indriya Vishaya. This knowledge, this presence of Atman cannot be known through the senses or the mind. Therefore, it can never fall under the category of Pratyaksha. When Pratyaksha is removed, all others will fall. Because that is the basis on which all others are known. So then, how do we know the presence of Atman? What is the means to know it? If Pratyaksha is removed, there is no other way we'll know. Then therefore, apratyaksha jnanam veda. Even in the case of swargadi loka, the swarga, etc., are also not known to exist by our direct perception. Punya is also not known to be known to us through any direct perception. So therefore, Vedas have been broadly classified into two parts. And one is the portion of karma and upasana. And another is jnanam. This karma and upasana portion of Vedas not actually written down by anybody, or it is not somebody else's opinion about that. Therefore, it is considered as Ishvara Vachanat. It is directly given to the human beings by the Lord Himself. That's why Bhagavan says, that Veda is sarvaihi ahameva vedya, isn't that? So one is called Ishwarasya Agnya, his commands. And which are the his commands are? Vidhi nishedatmakaha. What to do, what not to do. That's why Bhagavan Krishna says in Gita, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya karya vyavasthito. Karya karya. What is to be done? What should not be done? Vyavasthito, to understand that, determine that, shastram pramanam. Idi guhyatamam shastram. Bhagavan says in 15th chapter, right? This is a shastra I have given to you. To you all, oh Arjuna, edat buddhva buddhi mansyat krita krityascha bharata. So Ishwarasya vachanat uditam. That knowledge that is come out of the Bhagavan's straight statement only. And this nidhi vishnidharka, vidhi nisheda. Vidhi means to be done. Nisheda means what should not be done. Yat kartavyam, yat na kartavyam. Kartavya akartavya bodhakam jnanam, bodhakam vedha. That which is teaching us what is to do, what is not to be done. But see, this knowledge that is coming directly from the Lord is vyavaharika for the sake of transactional world. How effectively, usefully, nobly, purposefully we live, for that purpose, this is what is given to us in the Vedas. The other part, jnanam, is for Ishwarasya nirupana hetutva. It is not Ishwara agnya, it is not instruction by the Lord, it is that which can reveal the Lord Himself. That is called jnanakanda. It is not listening to the Lord. It is to visualize the Lord. It is not to follow his instruction, but it is to reveal his presence. So, this is called also Paramarthya Jnanam, otherwise known as Paravidya, the highest knowledge. That's why in Mundaka Upanishad also it is said, Dve Vidye Veditavye, two things you need to know, Paracha Aparacha. Two things, Paravidya, Aparavidya. Paravidya is Yaya Amrutatvam Adhigamyate. Paravidya is that by which you will understand the absolute truth, the nature of the truth, the nature of the Lord himself. Apara is those which can help you prepare for that. That portion of Vedas, which is called Paravidya, which will reveal the nature of the reality and lead us to experience it, that is called Vedanta. So that is why it is said, Nischayo atascha kartavyah pramanena vivekatah. Praman se vivekatah, vivekapurva, vivekas, vivek meaning with the discrimination, vivekabuddhya pramanatah nischayah atascha kartavyah. Therefore, by the correct pramana, correct source of knowledge, you must determine the nature of the reality. That is what is given to us as Vedanta. But people say, said Swamiji, this idea of moksha, liberation, all these things come to us sometimes in our mind. When we are in trouble. So it is said in the next 2 verse. Apadato bhati satyam. Janasyeshavadharana Swadhyaya sadhana bhyase Mithya siddhyati dharana Apatato bhati satyam Janasyeshavadharana Swadhyaya sadhanabhyase mithya siddhyati dharana. Satyam bhati janasya esha avadharana. Esha avadharana. This is the people's conclusion, notion. Avadharana, notion. Janasya of the people. What? Apadadaha satyam bhati. During our time of trial and tribulation in our life, when we are really in trouble, this kind of a notion about moksha, etc., comes to our mind. When you are near and dear, somebody suddenly died with no clue, sudden death and with leaving no note, no indication, suddenly die. So what is that you get in your mind? Everybody has to go one day. Nobody tells before that. And what does he carry? Nothing. All this trouble we are going through, so much to acquire, possess, own, enjoy, experience, give, save, protect. What is it for? Kiske liye? I'm not taking anything. So why am I struggling so much? I think we just really need, what we need is, you know, freedom, moksha. This is called Smashana Vairagya. A temporary Vairagya we get, and then suddenly we realize that, oh, this is what is to be done. Until then, you know, one is indulging and enjoying and all sort of things. Suddenly, there is a kick from the world. then you realize, open your eyes, But the problem is, this vairagya is tarkalikam, temporary only. Until you come back from the burial ground, you get it. After that, you get back home, it all disappears. Swamiji, this happens with the satsang also. when you are talking, when you are there, everything is so clear. But when we come home, everything suddenly disappears. Kyun? So only thing is, because there is a cross ventilation. Gurudev used to say, you listen with this cross ventilation. It immediately leaves you. So what we see here is that an individual may get during the time of trial or tribulations or agitations or disappointments and failure. But only when you start doing swadhyaya and sadhana, abhyase, when you come to slowly do your self-study and practice, at that time you will understand what you have concluded earlier is really wrong. The notion that it is all temporary, only during the time of trouble the truth really comes out. Otherwise, one is not. That will go away only when you know that this is not a temporary thing. This yearning, this looking for a final solution has already been there all the time in our heart. We are not listening to it. We are not paying attention to it. We are not at all we are not noticing its cry. The soul is crying for freedom constantly. But we are ignoring it because we are so busy with so many other things. And during the end of your life, you come to really hear it, but you can't do anything about it. Vriddhastava chinta sakta. I should have done it a long time back, but I have spent my time in so many other things where I totally ignored it. In the Shiva Aparadha Kshamapana Stotram also, there Shankaracharya says, oh Shambho, I have forgotten you completely. Shiva Aparadha Kshamapanam Karo. Santavyo me parada Shiva Bo Sri Mahadeva Shambho. What is the use when at the end of the life you cry for it? Because you have never spent time really in noticing that cry or answering that demand of the soul. So swadhyaya and sadhanas are only to, first of all, preparing you to listen to this inner demand. And slowly you realize that, this is the primary purpose of my life. How did I ignore it completely? So it is said in the next verse, Vedasya charamo bhago. Vedanta iti katyate. Atmaiva visayastasya. Badyaham rupato hruti. Vedasya charamo bhago Vedanta iti katyate. Atmaiva visayastasya Badyaham rupato hruti. Vedasya charama bhaga. The final part of Veda is Vedanta. Vedasya or Vedanam Anta. Anta means not end, Anta means the culmination. Culmination of the Vedic teaching is Vedanta. Iti katyate. And Vishaya for Vedanta is what? Atma eva tasya Vishaya. Vedantasya Vishaya, the very subject matter of Vedanta is the self. Atma. And where is it? Aham rupatah hridi bhati. Bhati shines in the form of aham, I. Where? In the heart. Oh, Swamiji, yes, I am a heart surgeon. I mean, so many open heart surgery, I never seen this. If it had been in the heart, I should know it, no? Babudu, a heart is not the pumping one. Pumping heart is not what we are talking about. Heart means the core of your own being. Bhagavan Shankaran, Ramana Maharshi beautifully says in Saddarshanam, Satpratyaya kimnu vihaya santam hriddesha chinta rahito hrudakhya kadam smaramas tamameyamekam tasya smrutihi tasya dridai vanishtha. Hriddesha chinta rahito hrudakhya. Hrudakhya. Meaning, it is known as hridayam. Because the word hridayam, hrit means sat. Ayam is this. Hridayam means what? This is the truth. Where is it? In your own heart. Where is the heart? It is not inside the heart. It is the heart. Hriddesha chinta rahito hridakhya. Ramana Maharshi used to say, the pumping heart is not what we are talking about. So when you are saying, and somebody calls you, Mr. Gupta, come here. Me? What are you touching? What are you putting? Where your hand is putting? You are putting the hand where? Do you say me? You are talking about me? Why are you showing in this point? This is what you are referring as me? That's what it is. That me, aham, what you are referring here, that is the hridayam. And Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi says, this I am atma, hridakhya atma, hridi vishtidam atma, can be known when there is no thought. Hriddeshu chinta rahito hridakhya. Chinta rahita hridakhya. Vritti rahita hridakhya. Where the thought has ended, there you see the consciousness. Because from there only thoughts arise. See, as we study Vedanta, you come to realize, ye jo man aap keh rahe hain, what you are talking about mana, uska astitva nahi hai. It has no existence. Mind has no existence. Mind is a reference. Just like water flow is referred as river, thought flow is referred as the mind. Where is the mind, if I ask you? You will not be able to point out this is the mind. Just like, where is the river? You will show the water. What water? Moving water, running water, isn't it? You don't show a lake as the river. Why? Lake is not river. Though it is water. But in a movement of the water takes place, then you call it as a river. In the same way, movement of the thought is what is called mind. It has no reality of its own. When the momentum is there, the movement is there, its presence is there. When the momentum stops, it disappears. That is why it's called chinta rahita. So when an individual, that is question he asked in the beginning itself, sat pratyayakam nu vihaya santam, can there be existence experience without your own primary existence? An object is seen as existing only when you exist. This primary existence is consciousness. without which existence of everything else will be unknown. And where is it? In you as what? Aham. This aham, that's what he says. Aham rupatah hriti bhati. In your own heart, continuously, you are continuously aware of its presence. But unfortunately, that awareness is clouded by thoughts. Katam smaramaha tamameyam ayam ekam. How do I remember that one presence in my own heart? Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi says, tasya smritihi tasya dridha nishtha eva. Again and again, go back to that very source of thought and the removal of the thoughts and awareness of the presence of the very source of thought. That is what Vedanta indicates as you. That is the subject matter of Vedanta. Atmaiva visayastasya bhadi aham rupatah hridi. So, kahan jana hai apko? Where are you going? To discover yourself, where should you go? But we are not able to bring our attention to this, the closest that is there with us, because our mind is so disturbed by so many other priorities. So to remove the impurities of the mind, karma yoga is prescribed. To bring an attention one-pointed, upasana is prescribed. So karma and upasana belong to the karma kanda portion of the Vedas, karma and upasana kanda. But only when chitta shuddhi, chitta ekagrata, the purity of mind and one-pointedness is gained, then you are become jnanasya adhikari bhavasi. Then you become eligible for jnanam, because jnanasya chitta shuddhi avashyakam. Purity of mind is necessary, chitta ekagrata api, one-pointedness also. With the mind impure, with the mind agitated, jnanam na labhyate. Jnanam vina moksha habina siddhyati. So, Veda pramanam, chitta shuddhyaye, veda, karma, chitta ekagradartham, ekagrada chityartham, upasanam avashyakam, jnanam tu mokshaya. This is how Shankaracharya beautifully had brought in necessity of karma for purity of mind, necessity of upasana for one-pointedness, and necessity of knowledge for freedom. So pramana is Vedas. That's why he said that pramana must be understood properly. And when you recognize the Veda as the Pramana, and Vedanta is the Pramana for Atma Brahma Aikyatvam, you understand, this is to create the interest, because where there is interest, there is love. Once we get to know, and furthermore, how this knowledge will give you that greatest joy, Lokanandakaram. So that portion, how it becomes Lokananda Karam, will be taken up in the next few verses. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Badrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukkha Bhat Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Arihi Om.